Well, that's pretty good. God, I'm not going to ask anybody else. We'll wind up with 120, all right? Let's stand right now, would you? Praise the Lord. Let's raise our hands and welcome the prizes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God of all goodness and God of all love, thank you for your benefits. Thank you for your love. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, in the morning we will be, Sister Driscoll will be videoing all the Sunday school a little while in here and in the Sunday school office and in the nursery and down in the classrooms over here and during the victory march of the small children coming through and then the children's church. This should make a nice video that anybody who loves to watch videos will cherish as the years go along. So put your best smile on. I don't particularly care about wear your cowboy boots if you want to, whatever you want to wear, but put your best smile on. Be sure and wear that and come to the house of God. It's good to have the prizes with us. And, of course, Sister Davy's going to sing. He's not chained to that clock back there, so have your time. Have yourself a good time.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. As always, it's very good to be here. It's not chained. I got a clock flashing at me here. I got one up there. I think he's trying to tell us something, Brother Moore. It's good to be here tonight and feel what we feel in this house. Hallelujah. Don't ever take lightly feeling the presence of God. Don't ever let it become something that is old-fashioned to come and raise a hand and say, God, I love you and I thank you. We acknowledge often, it's a cliche more than it, a lot of times a thought-out sentence that we use, but we will refer to God sometimes and we'll say, God is great.
Amen.
Then we usually finish it. He's greatly to be praised. But what is it that constitutes the greatness of God? Why is it that we can sit in a service and say he's great? A lot of times we're saying after a mighty blessing. You know, he healed me or he answered a need. And so we, whether we acknowledge it openly or not, we say, God, you're so great. I was sitting in a service the other night and there was needs, some very tremendous needs that I knew of going on in that service. And as little by little, people had made mention, not in a prayer request, but just got to talking about some tremendous needs. And as I sat there, I thought, well, you know, God, I think the reason you're so great to me is I know you can answer, and I know the answer belongs to you, but the greatness of God is the simple fact that he cares for us.
Amen.
He cares. I can bring the need and he cares for me, and sometimes it's in his will not to give me the answer that I'm looking for, but just to know that I can walk out and say, but he cared for me, that's great to me. If I know that I can go with the need and say, then God is able to just let me make it through the difficult time if need be, but he cares. And I'm so glad tonight that I serve that kind of a God.
Right.
It's good to, as we say, to be with everyone in service. Enjoyed all of the singing tonight. Such a blessing to be able to come and pull out all the stops and just have song after song after song. You just sung about 6 months worth of special songs for most churches. So God bless you for your ability and your talent. And it's just good. Good to see Brother Gary Castile tonight. I'm glad you forced yourself out to church tonight, Brother Gary. Obligated. Now, see, I'd have been a little bit more diplomatic than that. I'd have come on up and said, well, you know, there's a lot of things we could have stayed home about, but we're glad we're here. What I'm saying is I drug myself out tonight. Really, we'd rather stay home. But anyway, we're glad for all of you that drug yourself out tonight, and we hope something happens as a result of that tonight. Praise and worship the Lord, my wife. Hallelujah.
He's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when in battle, in the cold. in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At his coming, I'm gonna be going. My redemption is drawing nigh. Oh, he's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when in battle. In the cold, he keeps me warm. In the cold, he keeps me warm.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank
Amen.
You. Stand one more time with me if you would tonight, and we'll get right into the word of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you if you would to turn with me to the book of Genesis. Gary, I thought about you when I was going to read from the Old Testament tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Gary and I had a little discussion on the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'm preaching out of the Old Testament tonight for Brother Gary Castillo. Genesis chapter 24. Believe it or not, Brother Gary, I feel like the Lord asked me to preach out of the Old Testament tonight. Genesis 24, verse 12 through 19. You'd have to know that whole conversation to be in on that, I guess. And it reads, and he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast anointed for thy servant Isaac. And therefore shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Michael, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. She went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up, and the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. A passage of scripture that I'm sure we've talked and heard different times. This is the servant finding a wife for Isaac. What I want tonight to talk about and direct our attention in this, and this could go to young, to the middle, to the aged, I guess to all of us, to the church, to those not in the church. I want to just simply talk about potential. Potential.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God, we love you tonight.
Amen.
I thank you for the beautiful spirit that we have felt in this place tonight. We've sung about your greatness. We've sung about your mercy and your wonder. Lord, we have told how you have stood with us and you've been with us and through the times of the storms, you're our God. And Lord, we thank you for this tonight, and we feel this. We feel this in our soul. But God, I pray tonight that something that may need to be done in some life, I pray that your will would be able to move in that heart. We ask it, God, in your sweet name, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Bless you.
Amen.
Many times, while we're talking about the good things of the Lord, the blessings of God, church.
Amen.
You just stand sometimes with saints of God You may meet them in the store, and all of a sudden your conversation is off of whether the cauliflower was fresh or not, and you start talking about the Lord. And as we discuss things about the Lord, so often, and it was so tonight in this service, our thoughts are directed around the fact that the hand of God is in our life.
Right.
You know, God leads us, and that's comfort. I'm glad I know that. I'm glad I can say that He, as we said, or I said a while ago, He cares. I'm glad that I can say that there is a God that I can run to when the sickness or whatever comes. These are things that are tremendous to talk about. The scriptures that we refer to, we quote them, we memorize them, we read them, we talk about scriptures, and I enjoy talking about, or from my own personal self, I enjoy thinking about Israel crossing the wilderness, and it said the cloud and the fire was there to lead them. How many times have I thought in the midst of my troubles, all you have to do is look up and there's God, and trying to parallel that with us. I enjoy talking or reading about verses of scripture that tell the apostles in prison. One particular time when the angel had to wake Simon Peter up and said, "Hey, why don't you get out of here? The doors are open." And all of the things that tell us of the wonders of God. And all this is great. And as we look at individuals who have followed the Lord, and it lets me know from the beginning of the Word of God to the end of the Word of God.
Right.
It lets me know
right.
that there will be a way made for me.
Hallelujah.
You know, that isn't something that is outdated. You cannot say this becomes something that you classify as the antiques of life. This is something I have got to live in, a realm or a manner of thought. He is with me.
Amen.
He is with me. However,
amen.
What we do as children of God, saints of God, many times we take the attitude that in throughout our walk with God, in all aspects of the walk with God,
amen.
We feel that the leading, we hear the preached word, and we begin to think. I want you to just catch this with me a moment. We begin to think that God is with me and He will give me my answer at all times.
Amen.
This is the attitude that a lot of times we reach out. But what I want tonight to say, that what we may feel from God and what He may want to do for us until we really receive the miracle or receive the answer, all that I have is the potential for a miracle. Or all that I have is the potential for an answer. The definition of the word potential is just simply this: that can but has not yet come into being.
Hallelujah.
Possible, latent, unrealized, undeveloped. What I want to say tonight is that many of us are sitting in this building tonight, and that definition of potential is our spiritual walk with God. It becomes the spiritual life that I'm living. It is the spiritual outlook that I have placed upon me from God. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Potential for a glass of water.
Amen.
I always hate it when a preacher's drinking water and it's hot, and I'm thinking, man, all of a sudden I got thirsty. So y'all just look at me a moment.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Abraham sent his servant, his eldest servant, to find a wife for Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a little bit humorous as far as what all could have been.
Yeah.
I remember my dad trying to help me find a wife. He got a little bit concerned because I was 21, 22, and I didn't really seem to have anyone special at the time.
Preach it.
He didn't know that I was waiting for her to grow up. She was too young, I guess. So he was going to help me. You know, what dads look at or look for in a girlfriend or a wife to be, and what the child looks for, can be two different things.
That's right.
And I'm beginning to realize as I'm growing up now, and my boys are getting older and starting to look, I'm beginning to realize that chances are dads are right.
Yeah.
And
amen.
I've tried to show Richie some, and he says, just, no, Dad, my. But anyway, Isaac was going to get a wife picked out for him.
Yeah.
The servant went under the direction of Abraham. It was the will of God.
That's right.
The servant went to find a wife. And in save time, the servant prayed as he entered into the land. He prayed in verse 12, 13, and 14, the prayer that I had read here. The servant just simply said, let this come to pass. You know, when it's easy to pray anything.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's kind of hard to have faith in what we're even praying. You can pray, God, let this happen. But a lot of times when we start getting bold, we kind of ask in general terms.
Yeah.
Let it rain, and then underneath sometime. You know, let the sun shine sooner or later, or something that goes on. But when you put God to the test. Now, I'm not getting out on some hokey-pokey thing tonight. I'm just saying, when you know your God, and you know God is leading you, and you know God is directing you, and then you come to God with faith, and you say, all right, God, this is what I feel like asking you. And then the servant just said, let this come to pass. Now, there's several things involved here. Number one, God was concerned with this marriage. This wasn't something that Isaac was just looking for. A certain colored hair and a certain height and all of this. God was concerned. God was looking for the Rebecca. God was interested in the mother. God was the one who was saying, I want this woman to be the one that brings into birth the child that I have that will be the mother of the tribes of Israel.
Amen.
So God was concerned with this. And all as it began to unfold, but the scripture went on and said, and it came to pass before he had done speaking. He no sooner got this out of his mouth. No sooner had he said, let this particular way, let it come to pass this way. It said, then Rebekah came.
Yeah.
And just as he had spoken, then Rebekah shows up. And as we read through this, then ensues the beautiful account of her life that followed God.
Amen.
We're always talking about Isaac, but I think there is something beautiful in Rebekah. Following the will of God.
Right.
Her life, as she began to follow God, she became the mother of Jacob. She was in God's plan, and she's a woman that was greatly blessed. However, the prayer of this servant, as he prayed, it was not just simply, let a girl come up.
Mm-hmm.
Let someone walk down. It was... I'm not going to get in on something that I was just thinking about. Yeah, no, I don't think I better do that. But his prayer was, he said that when she comes, let this girl do something that would have been against the normal way. Let this girl come and let it be in her mind, when I ask for a drink of water, let her respond, not only will I give to you, but I'm going to give your camels to drink.
Yeah.
As Rebecca approached, please remember this or understand this. She was God's will.
Amen.
She was the one that God had chosen. It was God's intent for Isaac to marry Rebecca and Jacob to be born from this union. This was the plan of God. However, Rebecca did not have to become the wife of Isaac.
Amen.
It did not have to happen that way. That wouldn't mean that God's plan would have to stop. God could have allowed another Rebecca to come in.
Amen.
But this lady did not have to become the wife of Isaac.
Amen.
What you have when you read this is there was potential there, but it didn't have to happen. She knew. Now, at what point the thought crossed her mind? Whatever it was, she had been around that part of the country enough. She could have likely known that a camel would drink more than 20 gallons of water.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
And now here, he has 10 camels.
Oh.
And so she looks out. She's got a picture. We would have, if we'd have all of a sudden felt something from God, We might have looked at the camels and looked at the pitcher and looked at the water and think, well, I feel like I'm supposed to do this. And we'd have gone through a lot of reasons. Well, I guess not only am I going to take care of you, I think I'm going to take care of your camels also. Got talking about water. Look at that. She got thirsty on us.
Amen. That's right.
She felt to draw water.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. She felt to draw. This is a test. Not only did the servant say, this is how I will know. Sometimes there's a test that God puts on you. God said, I'm going to touch your heart to let you draw water. But now I want to see how you respond to what I place upon you. Sometimes it is I feel, whether it be in a church service or in a daily activity, but I feel to do such and such for the cause of God. And God wants to know, how are you going to respond to what I placed in your heart to feel to do?
Amen.
There's been services when, I remember one night, Brother Rutledge, I never told you this, I don't guess, but one night at Brother Shields's, I am a little more reserved than some people, in case you all hadn't noticed.
No.
You put Russell Hammond and I side by side in the same service, you're going to wear the carpet out, and where I was going to still look all right. And you can tell him I said that, too.
They will.
But one night at Brother Shields' church, I don't know why we were over there. Brother Rutledge and I were sitting beside each other on the platform. There were several preachers there. And I felt, now this is not Dick Price in any way, but I felt to get out. I don't guess I've ever felt this before in this light, but I felt as though something had said, Brother Charles, if you get up, the service would just kind of go along a little, I don't know, it just wasn't really clicking. And I felt something say, if you get up and you just dance across this platform, or that I'm going to break your service. Now, Sister Franks, I hate to be, I'm sorry, Sister Linda, I hate to be saying this in front of you, because she loves it. If I'd come in with my necktie pulled around the back of my shirt, she'd love that. Anytime that it ever looks bad, she enjoys it. So I hate to be giving you ammunition to shoot at me later. But I sat up there and I thought, now, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have a tendency at home. That wouldn't bother me in my home church. But I don't want to do this here. Brother Rutledge just sitting there and everything going there. And I got on, and as that service, I felt to. I really did. And the longer I waited, I kept waiting. I thought, now, God, if you, they're going to sing this again, if you tell me. Well, I was thinking, if you still tell me to do this, I'm going to. With that, Brother Rutledge jumped up.
Yeah.
And he gave his little Walnut Ridge jig from one end of the platform to the other. And as he did, that whole service just, it did something to the service. Now, whether or not it would, but Ben, if it would have been the same or what, I'm just saying, sometimes God's just seeing, are you willing to do what I'm asking you to do?
That's all right.
The potential is there, not in his life or in your life or in my life, but in all our lives.
Amen.
The potential is there. And it's not just whether I'm willing to get up and dance or not. I don't mean that. I'm talking about a potential to do all manners of things for the work of God. This woman, she felt to give the camels the water.
Right.
She felt to dip over 200 gallons of water. She felt to do something that would mean it's going to be strenuous. It's going to be something to spend myself. A lot of times we're willing to do anything in a service as far as receiving.
Amen.
A lot of our blessings is not giving, it's receiving. We're willing to do anything in a receiving nature. But often the potential lies in my willingness to say, here, my God, I give myself. I'm willing to say, here, use me. Hallelujah. So this is what happened in this particular woman. She felt to do this.
Amen.
But just as real as potential was there for her to be used of God, in an equal amount, the potential was there for her not to become the mother of Jacob. Mm-hmm. If she would have said, I just have the strangest feeling, draw water for 10 camels, you won't believe what I felt. If she would have reacted in that way and walked off, the servant would have not introduced her to Isaac. Mm-hmm. And she would have not become the mother of Jacob. I wonder sometimes how many times we have sat in a service and the Lord wanted to introduce us to some great touch or some great answer or something that He wanted to do in our life. Just as well as I walked in tonight with potential to receive in an equal measure, I have the potential not to receive. In the same way that God is here to bless, I could miss the blessing or miss the touch of the move of God. Potential is in this church tonight to see some mighty, wonderful works of God. But equally, the potential is here not to see the great works of God.
You're right. You're right.
Hallelujah. We can leave sometimes and say, I wonder why this didn't happen. Or I wonder why that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And all the while, God was there to give it. But Amen. He works on, I felt to do. Amen. I feel to give. I feel to be. Just because God is here. I've walked in hospital rooms before and prayed for people and felt the Holy Ghost so strong in that room. Mm-hmm. And the person didn't get better. They didn't get better. We prayed with people over particular needs, and it seemed like we didn't get the answer, but we had felt God. Hallelujah. Just because God is here does not mean it has to happen.
You're right.
It does not mean that it automatically must take place. It does not mean that whatever the revival or whatever it is we're looking for must happen. Again, it was the will of God for Rebecca to marry Isaac. It was His plan, but it did not have to take place.
Amen.
Believe that it's God's will for every soul that walks in the doors of this church to be saved.
Oh.
But they're not all saved.
Amen.
They are not all saved. I have in my heart and in my life, I have the potential to hinder the move of God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't like to think that way. I like to think in terms about I'm here and I can be a channel that God can work through. But I could have that potential
Amen.
To hinder the work of
You're
God.
Right.
To
Amen.
Close down shop. To just, here it is. And there's something that I really don't like to think about. But it's so very real. And it's scary. And in a lot of ways, it's very causes me to be fearful in some ways. But there is a potential within me.
Amen.
Potential in me that could be born. As well as a potential in you. That there could be a man, this guy, that could fail God.
Amen.
While I am sitting in the blessings under the glory clouds, feasting on the manna, there is that potential I can go higher in God, or I could fail God. I could fall. I have potential tonight to be lost. That isn't pleasant to thank God, but it's there. I thought a little bit today, you know, we could look 10 to 20 years into tomorrow. What is the next 10 to 20 years going to take an account for us in our walk with God? What will the future be? But then in the same way, let me look back 10 or 20 years in the past. How many things has happened that I look at with a potential? There was a certain point in a life where they could have gone on, but instead they turned away from God. And they're not living for God tonight.
That's right.
How many folks that have sat in our, you know, right beside us in church pews that clapped their hands and sung, oh, I love Jesus. But the potential was there that the enemy, the adversary, could come in and could lie to them and could trick them.
Amen.
And they could be lost. The ones that never could. But Brother Hankins, some of them have.
Bless God.
What I'm saying is, the potential, not that I run and hide in the shadows and the caves and I'm afraid to live. I don't believe that. But neither should I live in a false security of just saying that I've got God and there's no way that anything could enter into my life. Yes, there is. But at the same token, let me be aware of the fact that God is in this place. If He can talk to a woman about drawing water, then why should I not have an understanding that God can deal with me and God can talk to my life and God can move in my heart for certain needs?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, it would be unlimited tonight, what I guess we could talk on in this. The potential was there for a lame man at the gate, beautiful, to be made whole.
Amen.
But there was also the equal amount of potential that the man could have gone to his grave, a lame man. It took someone who felt impressed. How many times did Peter and John, had they walked past that same man? How many times had Jesus journeyed past that man during his 3.5 years? How many times did the master himself walk by that man? They laid that man daily at the same gate, at the same place. Had Jesus ever walked by? I'm sure he had. No mention of him. But this particular day, for whatever reason, I've always been of the opinion that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, must have impressed Simon Peter to say, such as I have, give I unto thee. I don't think we just walk around to the whole world, just, you know, every lame man that we see, that there it is. The Lord knows who will accept and who won't. And I feel like the Lord impressed him. But should have Simon Peter, should have he not responded to God? It isn't always in the man. And I'm going to tell you something, church. It's not always in the lost soul that walks in our church.
Amen.
It's not always in them. Sometimes that potential of their being saved or lost is going to rest into what we do.
Amen.
With our walk with God. They're going to be able to feel God and feel the reflection or the love of God out of our lives by the way that we love God. Not the way we jump or not the way we run benches, but the way that a real genuine worship reaches out of our heart. When that worship touches God, when we reach out, it touches that hungry, lost soul. And the possibility, the potential is there for that individual to say, yes, I want what they want. I have thought a lot of times of what Brother Sam Alverson had said shortly after he received the Holy Ghost. I was over at the old church just not long after he had come into the church, and Brother Rutledge had him get up and testify. First time I'd ever run into that guy. I thought, man, he's nuts.
Yeah.
First of all, Brother Rutledge said something to him, and he responded back, just bang. Then Brother Rutledge got him up, and I didn't know what he was going to say. But he said, the first time I walked in here and saw y'all testifying, he said there was something different.
Amen.
See, the potential was there for Sam Albertson.
Amen.
Not to see something different. What if it would have been a humdrum type of service? What if it had been, not that God wasn't there, but what if it had been a time that for some reason or another, the maybe one testimony that was given or offered or one song that was sung in a special way, if that individual had been going through something and they just didn't let themselves respond to what they felt from God, would have there still been a Sam Albertson at an altar? There are some.
Amen.
That could have been in our churches, but they're not.
That's right.
I'm saying that in our lives, the revival is not just in the fact that I have the Spirit of God. But the revival is in the fact that I'm going to let God work through me. The revival is in the fact that the Spirit of God doesn't just make me speak in tongues, but the Spirit of God makes me live good and makes me live right and lets me live a joyous life and a life that others can say, I like what I see in that person. That's the Holy Ghost in me. I feel to do this.
Praise.
Sometimes you may feel something that is so far-fetched from anything that you could even dream of. Follow God. Follow God. You don't know, but that there's a servant that's come, and maybe he's wanting to introduce you to something that God has for you. Maybe there's someone that's come, and God is just testing the water to see if you're willing to be or not to be. Hallelujah. And let God do that work in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Stand with me if you would tonight.
Please.
Why don't you close your eyes and sing this chorus with us if you would. Hallelujah.
Let me walk with you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever leave me alone.
Oh,
without
knows when he looks into lives and sees the heart, what could be. What could be. Something, a work that may be small to you and it may appear like nothing. There are times you may be asked to do things that look so insignificant. But maybe you were asked to do something and it was God just trying to, just testing you, trying you. What looks like nothing could be a great move of God getting ready to happen in your life.
Amen.
The greatest move of God that any of us could be involved in is that of seeing a soul won to God. Seeing someone that you may have invited and worked on, and see God move through you, to see that individual at an altar living for God, reaching to God, loving God. That's the greatest. Hallelujah. Sing this once more as we turn this back tonight. Just let God move in our lives. Would you sing it? Hallelujah.
Let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone.
Good message, good service, and a wonderful, wonderful God. I've told this many times. It's one of my favorite stories of my pastoral work. When I was pastoring our home church, just a little humble church, but pine floors, no carpet, no padded pews, slatted homemade benches. Joe Poindexter was sitting over on this side of the building, a man that had never, to my knowledge, sought God. But he had come and bring his wife and sat through the services, seemingly untouched. His brother-in-law was sitting over on this side, and he got in a moaning, groaning type atmosphere. Later I found out what it was. God had impressed him to do something that he was a businessman. In fact, he was the wealthiest man that attended our service. And it went against all the grain for him to do what he felt like God was impressing him to do. Finally, he got down on his knees. I'm not trying to suggest that you do this. It's these things God lays on an individual. But he crawled across that floor over to his brother-in-law and put his arms around his ankle. Joe Poindexter began to cry and to weep, and then immediately made his way to the altar. We baptized him. He later received the Holy Ghost. Joe Poindexter died last year, and I thought of that night. Suppose Brother White had not done. Suppose he had not done what he felt like doing. Now, Poindexter probably felt like coming all along. Sometimes people hide their feelings. He probably felt like coming all, but it took that little extra obedience, that sacrifice in a sense. Oh, if God puts it on your heart to speak to someone, to testify to someone, as ridiculous as it may seem, obey the voice of God. Sing that one more time. Worship God, folks. Worship God.
Let me walk with you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
Don't ever leave me alone.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
For without